This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Senator and presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren is in Ohio today. She'll host a town hall meeting tonight at Franklinton STEM Academy. But first, she stopped in Chillicothe for a meet and greet with voters this afternoon. The city's long been considered a bellwether, the epitome of as Ohio goes, so goes the country. At the same time, it's increasingly considered safe turf for Republicans. Mayor Luke Feeney is a Democrat, and he joins me now. President Donald Trump won Ross County, where your city sits, with more than 60% of the vote in 2016. Does a Democrat really have a chance there in 2020?
Absolutely. I think that, for one thing, the city, like you said, is a bellwether. The city and the county, Ross County, really pay a lot of attention to these races, and they look at the services and the quality of government that they're getting. And if you look back historically, the swing in percentages from 12 to 16 was pretty dramatic. But those other presidential years, several before 2016, all indicate that Ross County, just like Ohio, is definitely up for grabs.
So is your party changing tax, doing anything particular to court voters ahead of that election?
You know, here in Ross County, I think we are doing more of the same. We are providing good services. The party, Democratic Party here in Ross County, has a long history of success. We have county and city officials that have served the community really well for a long time. And I think that we can show the voters here in Ross County, in Chillicothe, that that brand of government is what the Democratic Party is all about. It's what we're trying to do in the city by providing good and reliable services. And I think that by having that relationship locally with voters, no, we don't have to change a lot. We just have to continue to communicate that that's what we do well.
You're talking about your local relationship, but of course, these presidential candidates, the only experience people will have had with them is on a national level. Warren is a pretty progressive Democrat on that count. What kind of reception can she expect from the city, especially considering its turn towards the conservative candidate in 2016?
Absolutely. It'll be an interesting reception. I think people will be eager to hear her ideas, and particularly her policies. She's a candidate that stands out in my mind as somebody who is really putting forward a lot of ideas for voters to consume and chew on. And so I think that you'll have a crowd eager to hear what options are out there.
We've been talking about this area as a bellwether. When you look at your community and your county, what stands out as the issues they'll be voting on as they consider presidential candidates?
You know, first and foremost, I think it's jobs, it's wage equality, healthcare is big. And, of course, the opioid epidemic has ravaged southeastern Ohio. And so we're very eager to hear candidates' plans. And so the candidates that speak to us about taking care of families with wages, with health care, and with a response to the opioid epidemic, I think those are the things that will resonate down here.
Mayor Luke Feeney, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.